It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The Supreme Court hears arguments today in a case that could, depending on the ruling, undercut the political power of unions. At issue is a one-of-a-kind state law from Washington State. It bars unions from using non-members' fees for any political activity unless they get permission from each individual. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Unions, like corporations, are not, for the most part, permitted to use general funds for candidate elections. But they do use some of those funds for internal communications with their membership on political questions, for lobbying on labor issues, and to campaign for and against ballot initiatives. Today's case involves what's called an agency shop, meaning that everyone who works at a place has to pay union fees, whether or not they join the union, because the union negotiates on behalf of everyone and provides help, for example, in disciplinary situations, for everyone in the workplace. The Supreme Court, however, has ruled that an individual who's not a union member, who pays what are called agency fees instead of union dues, must be afforded an opportunity to opt out of having any portion of his or her fees used for political purposes. The question in this case is whether a state may go further and require an affirmative opt-in statement from non-union members. In 1992, the state of Washington passed a ballot initiative that requires unions to obtain affirmative authorization each year from any individual who's not a union member but pays agency fees to the union. The Washington Education Association says it sought to abide by the law by sending each of its non-member teachers a letter offering them the opportunity to opt out of any political activities if they wished. But that was not enough for the Evergreen Foundation, a longtime union opponent, or for some individual teachers who declined to join the union. One of those is Gary Davenport, who taught social studies for 2 years at a Seattle area high school. Davenport says it's an unconstitutional burden.
They may hand you a packet and you can get through it if you can get through it all in the busy schedule and the like.
What we're talking about here is a total annual fee of about $300, of which a trial judge decreed that $25 may arguably have been spent on political activity. The Washington Education Association, the teachers' union, is the largest union in the state with 80,000 members. Some 4,000 teachers are non-members, with a substantial portion of these being new teachers whose paperwork has not gone through yet. So the total sum of money at stake is not big. Moreover, even though candidate contributions are allowed from unions in Washington State, this union historically has not used any of its dues money to make contributions to candidate elections. What that leaves is money being used for internal communications, lobbying, and ballot initiatives on things like classroom size and school vouchers. The union contends that it, rather than Mr. Davenport, is being constrained in exercising its right to express itself. The union notes that the state of Washington did not even promulgate regulations to carry out this law, despite repeated requests from the union, so the labor organization could not know what was legal and what was illegal. Charles Haas is president of the union.
The only way we could be sure we were complying with this law was to surrender our right to a collective political voice.
The Washington Supreme Court agreed, invalidating the law, but Milton Chappelle of the National Right to Work Foundation, who represents Gary Davenport and others like him in the appeal, counters that it is the individual's political voice that's protected in this case under the First Amendment right of free association and expression. The burden of controlling political money should not be on the individual to reply to an opt-out form.
It should not depend on inertia or apathy. In other words, you shouldn't have to come forward and pull it back. Political money should be truly voluntarily, truly knowingly given. And this plan does not allow that.
The union contends that its opt-out provision gives all of its non-members adequate ability not to participate in any political activity, and that requiring an opt-in provision would be an unconstitutional burden on the union, since the state has neither made clear how the union should comply nor helped to facilitate compliance. Moreover, labor argues it's being singled out in a way that corporations are not, since there's no similar requirement that corporations notify stockholders their money is being used for any political purposes. Whether the Supreme Court's eventual ruling in this case will have any broad effect remains unclear, since Washington's law is unique. Indeed, California voters rejected a similar measure just a few years ago. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.